Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's hour number two. Max Kaiser is our guest. We're going to take some calls specifically for Max on the economy, on MF Global, and the huge aftershocks of that. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But we'll continue with him for a while before we get to those calls. And up in the next segment, I want to play a clip of what he's talking about. Specifically, then, you've been told by sources, I want to nail this down, that the word was given, you better do this.
Yes, Alex, but why should we be surprised? This is no big thing. This is the world we live in. Bankers are now terrorists. They're financial terrorists. They threaten to kill you unless you give them money, and they'll take it right out of your individual account. The brokerage account statement you get every month is worthless. The bank account statement you get every month is just symbols on a piece of paper. It doesn't mean you own any of that stuff. The way the law works now, the second you put cash in a bank, the bank owns that cash, and they can take it for whatever reason they want to. Anyone who has money in a bank or a brokerage firm, it's not your money anymore, and I hope you don't ever want to believe that you'll ever have use of that money. This is what we're learning from the MF Global scandal. And let me point out something very, very important here. The HSBC, the bank in London, has now got a lawsuit against MF Global as it relates to the GLD, which is the gold that trades on the New York Stock Exchange. They have something like 3,000 tons. It's a huge percentage of gold. As it becomes clear now that anyone who owns GLD does not own anything but a piece of worthless piece of paper, people are now liquidating GLD and SLV, which is J.P. Morgan's custodian silver vehicle. That's why gold and silver are down today. It's a direct result of MF Global. Here's something else. The money stolen from MF Global in the commodity accounts relating to silver, if you do the accounting, is the exact same to the gram amount that J.P. Morgan just reported on their books that they increased the amount of silver. They are short silver, as reported on your show many times. They need silver desperately, or they'll go out of business. That COMEX, again, risk of going out of business. They needed that money, that silver. They took it directly out of customer accounts. Those customers who don't have the silver in their accounts, it's now in J.P. Morgan's books. They stole it because they don't want to have to suffer any consequences from being a licentious, litigiously larcenistic assassination crew of gangsters who want all your freaking money. So this is what we're dealing with.
And it is a type of insanity. I mean, they run the world. They run the major militaries. They have nuclear weapons. And they say it all the time. We have nuclear weapons. We can do whatever we want. And they're crazy. And they're hiring cops and enforcers and bureaucrats that are crazy. And I run into bureaucrats and cops and people, not all of them, but a lot of them, and they're like crazy now. They're just so confident. And, of course, we know pride goeth before a fall. And they're like Caligula. They're delusional. I think they're going to start World War III, Max. I think they're going to destroy all of us. I mean, these people are nuts.
Well, they're just greedy. That's all there is to it. I mean, Diamond and Lloyd Blankfein and Wall Street and the City of London, they're just greedy. I think what happened going back to 9/11, it scared the heck out of them. And from 9/11 going forward, their mission has been to take as much as they possibly can because they fear that, you know, the barbarians are at the gate, and they've just used an opportunity to change the laws to steal all the physical assets, all the gold and all the silver and all the real assets. They swapped it with tons of debt. That debt, of course, can't be paid, and the people are revolting all over the world. Time magazine had the protesters, the person of the year. That's the global insurrection against banker occupation. That's the direct result of bankers changing laws to make
it easier to steal wealth. J.P. Morgan, you know, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, they already ran the world. So why just toxify everything so they can grab all the little crumbs and then turn everyone against them? That's what I'm saying. They're megalomaniacs. There's no way.
You know, look, I don't know how many rich people you know, Alex, but the rich people tend to want to be richer. You know, the greatest wealth and disparity is not between the 1% and the bottom 99%. It's between the top 0.1%.
Yeah, that's key. Let's explain the ultra-rich versus the 1% when we get back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
German army, he was a colonel, and he was at the main base at Leipzig, where they refused to fire on the German citizens that caused the fall of the Berlin Wall. He's a part of Oath Keepers, and it's on record that all this happened. Amazing. Because before that, they would shoot the people trying to cross. There's a famous photo from the 60s that my mother brought me back from Germany, and I put it in storage, and now I can't find it. It was a big poster, blow-up of the photo, and it's of the barbed wire there in East Berlin, and it's a woman, and she's gone through, and the toddler has gotten caught in the barbed wire, and he lifts up the barbed wire, gets the child, and hands it over, and there's several photos, but I have one of them. You can find them online. I forget the name of it, and boy, that soldier that helped that baby get to his parents, never seen again. And this is the decision coming here in America. You're always going to be given a good cover story, a good reason to hate the American people and go along with this. For totally ruthless banks. I mean, Corzine is the main financial advisor to Obama. Corzine is one of their main architects. Corzine's a former New Jersey governor, former head of Goldman Sachs. He sets up MF Global. He goes out and makes 40-1 bets. The media said 38-1 bet. Kaiser saying 40-1 bet. The point is, and it's JP Morgan money, And then it was reported the money went there, and then the media is so controlled they won't talk about it. Now, Max Kaiser's our guest. Before we went to break, he was raising the point of Occupy Wall Street's talking about the 1%. It's 0.1% that actually controls everything. And they're the ultra-rich waging war against the free market. They are monopoly capitalist, crony capitalist, in their own words. The founder of the Rockefeller dynasty said, competition is a sin. So, Max, briefly speak to that, but I need to get to the main reason you're here. CME chief alleges Corzine aware of transfers, and we have the testimony here. He had the prepared testimony on the CME group website, as he's done another testimony. Suddenly he broke with it and said, I was told in the meetings that Corzine knew and gave the orders to take the money. Now, again, he's saying, I'm not going to go down with the ship for you. And that gives us faith, folks, because if Corzine can go to jail, like Madoff, then Jamie Dimon can go to jail. Because, folks, they all need to be in jail. It could all end. You know, the infrastructure of tyranny is there now. So the problem is if you get rid of these guys, more will get in there. But if you send enough of them to prison and then expose it like a bad nightmare, it can end. Because then the documents will come out. Whistleblowers won't be as scared. There's huge persecution of whistleblowers going on right now on record. Media people being persecuted. It can stop. But they think they're going to bring in a Northcom tyranny and get away with it all. Like they're doing in Europe. I mean, they're announcing banks took over through fraud. Goldman Sachs rules Europe. That's headlines. They're celebrating. But really, they're little scared crooks like Corzine, who looks scared in those testimony, because he's up there bald-faced lying, folks. Of course he knows where the money went. The government knows where the transfers went. This claim, Max Kaiser, speak to that, and then the 0.1% instead of the 1%. And then I want to get into the big enchilada. Why you think he is jumping ship and not playing patty cake? And will his kids start being found dead, or will he die in a car wreck?
Well, he's a whistleblower. And we know that whistleblowers are targeted. Again, you know, the Andrew McGuire case from just a few months ago, testifying about J.P. Morgan's manipulation of the silver market in London. And he was hit by a car. So this type of thing. So he's acting as a whistleblower.
And he said it came out of nowhere. It was after him.
Well, he had a crisis of conscience and suddenly spilled the beans. So this happens sometimes. Human beings occasionally act, have a crisis of conscience. You know, occasionally a human being will respond to a moral good. Occasionally that happens. And this is what happened. Suddenly he became human. And this is something that the MF Global or J.P. Morgan hadn't counted on, that somebody would act like a human being. That was a human being risk. They weren't hedged against humanity. They're not hedged against people acting like humans. They only have robots down the floor of the exchange who do their bidding by conducting algorithmic trading that is all programmed to steal money every single day. But getting to this 1% issue, you know, the 1% versus the 99%. To make it into the 1%, in America, you need $1 million in cash, okay? Now, the fact is there are millions of people in America with $1 million in cash. It's no big thing.
And they're the ones that buy cars and go to your restaurant and buy houses and get rock walls built at their houses. They're the people that run the economy.
They're just middle management types.
Yeah.
Now, to get to, let's say, $10 billion, which is a nice chunk of money, you're making $27 million every single day for 365 days. And that's what somebody in the top 0.1% makes. They make $27 million every single day. A hedge fund manager pays themselves $5, $10 billion.
And I've noticed in their divorce cases and stuff, it comes out that they're obsessed with beating each other. And it's all like a race car race as they destroy the world. I guess that plays to that suicide banker point you make.
Well, this is, you know, if you go to the Belhaven Club in Greenwich, Connecticut, and you sit around with a bunch of billionaire hedge fund managers, you know, they're all basically just competing with each other, and they're willing to throw the country under the bus to do it. And they think it's oh so amusing. And having, you know, been with these folks, myself working on Wall Street as a stockbroker for many years, that's the mentality. So when you say, why do they think they need to make go from 100 million to 200 million or from 1 billion to 5 billion? Because that's who they're competing with. And they're willing to break any law, write new laws, or kill somebody. It's no big deal to kill somebody. That's just par for the course.
And here's the other big issue. They've got the government on the payroll, and so now as crimes are committed, everybody in the system's engaged in some kind of crime, so they can't blow the whistle on an even bigger crime, because then that will bring them down, and so there's a natural progression where the crimes get wilder and wilder and crazier, like DuPont running around raping people and driving tanks with machine guns in the local town screaming, "I'm God." I mean, and the cops are like, "That's just what he does."
Well, you say the government's on the payroll. And the payroll is stretching it a little bit because, I mean, for $200,000, you can get Congress to write a new law for a bank on Wall Street. That's hardly pay. I mean, that's a stipend.
It's not even chicken feed. That's the thing. They sell out for not even one millionth.
Yeah, I'd love to see Congress hold out and try to at least for half of, you know, $3 or $4 million before they break the law for a bank. I mean, maybe that would help solve the deficit in America. But they'll do it for $200,000. I mean, almost anybody can buy a congressman. They're so cheap. They're like $2 whores. Almost anyone can get a congressman to change a law for you. And if it takes $100,000 or $200,000, and if you're a bank on Wall Street, and so they.
You're right. They are the equivalent. They are the equivalent of disheveled crack whores with cigarette burns all over them that are less than a quarter. I mean, I've seen poor crack whores that look like Dawn of the Dead zombies.
The bonuses on Wall Street last year were $140 billion. So when you read about folks like, oh, there's a party of five or six brokers in Paris celebrating their bonus. And by the way, the check for the meal for dinner was $130,000. I mean, that's nothing to them. That's absolutely nothing. That's no money to them because they're getting paid billions. So, and where does that money come from? It comes from society that has to underwrite and subsidize these people through austerity. And that's why you have a global insurrection against banker occupation, because the globe doesn't want to subsidize, pay the welfare to Jamie Dimon anymore. They don't want to pay Lloyd Blankfein's welfare anymore. They want to just work and make money for themselves. They don't want to tithe their money to the Lord Blankfein like it's some kind of medieval feudal serfdom. No, they want to work and live like a real person.
Now, again, here is Terry Duffy, who was saying none of this was true just 2 weeks ago. Now he changed his testimony. He had prepared on the record text that said one thing, and then he changed three lines. And it says, after receiving this information, this is the change part, CME remained at MF Global while MF Global attempted to identify funds that could be transferred. So CMT is actually in there catching them. Into segregation to reduce or eliminate the discrepancy. A CME auditor also participated in a phone call with senior MF Global employees wherein, and now those same employees have been caught lying, saying we met but didn't talk about anything. One employee, you know, at 2 in the morning, we just met and didn't do anything at the office. One employee indicated that Mr. Corzine knew about the loans and had been made from the customer segregated accounts. Of course he knew. Now they're saying no one knows. The government knows where the money went. It was J.P. Morgan. CME Group has provided this information, the names of the individuals, to the DOJ. Good luck. The DOJ's run by, from our research, the guy that ran the OKC bombing. These are hardcore killers, folks. Man, I can't believe I have to have to challenge killers like this, but I have to do it. Somebody's got to not be a coward. Continuing, individuals of the DOJ and the CFTC who were investigating these matters. Boom. Well, again, Max, we're going to go to break, come back and play the clip, keep you longer because I want to go to calls. But, I mean, this is, it's just, it's right there. The Justice Department knows. They're telling the public they don't know where $1.2 billion at least went. The government knows where a $10,000 check goes. They know where every dime went. They knew a month ago it was J.P. Morgan. But they're God, so no one can talk about them.
Yeah. Right on, brother.
I mean, how far does it go? How far will they go, Max?
The question is, how far will we go? Vigilante justice and the global insurrection is on the move. It's on the cover of Time magazine. Now we got to get some scalps, baby, because we're on the march. You know, there's no government, there's no law, but it doesn't mean we have to play by their rules. We know who the criminals are. We know that they're stealing our money. Time for vigilante justice.
Now, you see, Max, the globalist, well, then why are Soros and others knee-deep in the Occupy? I'm not saying Occupy is bad, but they're trying to control it. They want to brand the revolution towards collectivism to suck more of the middle class's money and give it to the offshore banks. So how do you navigate that morass?
Well, Soros and the Occupy movement is just one facet of this global insurrection against bank occupation.
So I agree. And the media is using it to brand everything as some collective. Okay, stay there. I got to play this video clip of what we just read when we come back. And then we'll keep you even longer if you can do it. Take some calls, maybe to 45 after. MaxKaiser.com is his website. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. We're risking it all to tell you the truth because we know there's no future if we don't beat these psychopathic, crazy people.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping, and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges. It's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life. More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
I watch all the little info babes up on TV, reading off teleprompters, lying to people. I see the general public starting to wake up, and Congress has an incredibly low approval rating, 9%. But that's not enough. A lot of people out there think they're awake, but then they still laugh at things I talk about. That's because they have no idea how bad things are, and they haven't studied history. They've lived in the lap of luxury and freedom. And like termites, the criminals have been beavering away under us. And now people's feet are starting to go through the floor. You lean on a wall, it falls in. People are starting to realize, man, there's something going on here. And the recklessness of these elites is frightening because it shows megalomania has set in. I mean, that was some evil, wicked kingpin. I try to have things, you know, conservative, focused, incremental. They don't do that. They're just wild now, which shows the megalomania has set in. Now, what's changed with the head of the CME group? That's the biggest commodities group out there, trillions of dollars. Terry Duffy. A few weeks ago, he was, you know, acting like we were crazy to say this stuff, even attacking Gerald Celente by name. Now he's come out and said, no, Corzine did know. And our people were there, and I've given the names of the Justice Department. And see, he went off script there in that whole staged meeting where none of them asked real questions. They all know that. They're all allowed to insider trade and say they're above the law in Congress. Let's go to the clip of it and get Max Keiser's take on it. Come back in a long segment and take calls. Here's that clip of the testimony yesterday. And this isn't just my interpretation. Here's Financial Times of London, the real globalist publication. CME chief alleges Corzine aware of transfers. That's what's sending gold and silver down, because it's destroying the commodity end of it. But we're going to break that down in a moment. Here's the clip.
CFTC and CME staff and auditors returned to the firm on Sunday, October 30th, and were informed by MF Global employees that this discrepancy was caused by, quote, an accounting error. Our auditors worked with the CFTC, devoted the rest of the day and night Sunday to find the so-called accounting error. No such error was ever found. Instead, at about 2 a.m. Monday morning, October 31st, MF Global informed both the CFTC and CME at approximately the same time that the shortfall was real and that customer segregated funds had been transferred out of segregation to the firm's broker-dealer accounts. After receiving this information, CME remained at MF Global while MF Global attempted to identify funds that could be transferred into segregation to reduce or eliminate the discrepancy. A CME auditor also participated in a phone call with senior MF Global employees, wherein one employee indicated that Mr. Corzine knew about the loans that had made for the customer segregated from the customer segregated accounts. CME Group has provided this information.
And then
these individuals to the Department of Justice and
backing up our video, for whatever reason, we're going to get new computers. It's safe. We're not editing it. It just is buffering. Back it up a few seconds, and we'll try to play it there. I don't know why the computers do this, but go ahead and play it again.
CME Group has provided this information. Names of these individuals to the Department of Justice and the CFTC who are investigating these matters.
Oh, that must be on the C-SPAN video itself. Okay, so there you go, Max Keiser, and that's now on the record, and they just wanted to move on from that, didn't they?
Well, he knew that when he said that, it would open a can of worms, but it gives you a time, a tick-tock, you know, the timeline of when Corzine got the call from Jamie over there at J.P. Morgan and threatened to kill him. Because after a few weeks when the money wasn't showing up, he said, well, take it out of the customer money or we'll kill you. So that's the timeline, and it's America, and that's the way business is done now. We've got killers who run big Wall Street firms, but that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. And if you have any money in a brokerage firm or a bank, you're an idiot because it's now gone. There's no rule. Now, we'll see where this goes. I mean, this obviously, what will happen to this case is in order to absolve the people, the crooks involved, they're going to need to pass some new laws very quickly. Obama, in reaction to this, and Holder, in reaction to this blatant lawbreaking, will pass new laws. That's been the history on Wall Street. If you get caught breaking the law, they pass new laws. Like Goldman Sachs passed a new law when they were caught breaking an SEC regulation about offering stock of Facebook to insiders beyond what's allowed by SEC law. So what do? They're getting Congress to pass a new law. You see examples of this every day. So what I've
yeah, instead of it, happened, we'll stay there. Instead of it's got to go to break, but instead of things getting better and enforcing the law, they just change it. Kind of like when Bush got caught spying without warrants on citizens, they change the law, or they get caught torturing. They try to
for telecom spying for years. Verizon and other telecom companies, they just gave them immunity.
Okay, so they just give them immunity, or they'll change the law, and they'll say it's for national security. And then we'll move on. And they'll say, well, I don't want to focus on the past.
Well, stay there, because as you said, they've got the bank accounts all tied to derivatives. It's all gone.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have a gardener who loves tomatoes on your Christmas list? If so, pay close attention because we've got them covered this year. Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kits are now available and make the perfect Christmas gift for gardeners of all ages. Here's why. Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love. These are the old-time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit. Amish Paste, German Pink, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Chocolate Cherry, Green Zebra, Italian Roma, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You also get a $25 jumbo packet of our Christmas slicing mix. And the best part? The highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. But we're not done yet. You'll also receive an Heirloom Solutions gift certificate for $25, a pack of cilantro, even a pack of basil at no additional cost. Over $100 now, just $49.95, and we'll even ship it for free. To order Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kit, go to tomatoloverschristmas.com. That's tomatoloverschristmas.com. Or call 800-215-3972. That's 800-215-3972.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to break down what comes next and what Max Keiser thinks the fallout from this is going to be, and then we'll take your calls for the balance of the hour. He's been very helpful and gracious to spend this much time with us today. Before I go back to Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com, I wanted to remind everybody that you support this broadcast when you click on our sponsors and check out their great products at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you support the sponsors that you hear here nationally on the radio and the sponsors that you hear on your local AM and FM stations. And it's key to do that, and I appreciate your support. We're having a big effect, and we're risking our lives, our names, our treasure, our families in this fight. Because we realize tyranny cannot be bargained with, certainly not when it's reached this stage four, like cancer. We've got a very slim chance of turning it around before the full implosion. It will turn around once it fully falls apart. So now is the time to get the word out about the free podcast. and about the YouTube channel and about the free audio streams or about the local AM or FM you're listening to us on. America is in desperate straits. The world is. If you're listening right now, driving in your car, next red light you hit, roll it down and say, hey, tune to this AM or FM station, the station I'm on right now. Or if you're listening tonight, when you walk in that 7-Eleven or whatever, tell them, hey, tune in. Hear the truth. It's on right now. They're listening on XM. Same thing. Tell people that you see in parking lots, hey, have you got XM? Tune to this channel. People are like, that's so alien to do that. No, we've become alien to American culture of liberty. It's time to just get the buzz going. How many police officers call here that have woken up and say they woke up because somebody told them 5 years ago about InfoWars.com or gave them a copy of one of my films? We're reaching more than 15 million people a week now. It's growing fast. And believe me, I'm on the globalist radar. I'm on the White House enemies list. That's come out in the news. The White House has responded to articles we put out. We're having an effect. You better believe it. We're on the Drudge Report every week now, twice yesterday, two different articles. And I pray that, you know, for protection. I pray for your prayers. But it's all in God's hands. I'm not living in fear. They kill me tomorrow, set me up, whatever. They've got to be face down. These are really bad people. And I want to encourage you this Christmas to give the gift of truth. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, it's a great excuse to wake somebody up. You get all 18 of my films on DVD, all 18, for $99.95, and it ends at the end of the month. If you order by Sunday evening, it's guaranteed shipped anywhere in the U.S. before Christmas. InfoWars.com, the Alex Jones Everything Special. You can get 18 gifts for people and not fight the crowds or buy stuff you don't need. So again, InfoWars.com, the online shopping cart, or 888-253-3139. Or get it in the mail today. You should get here. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And again, when I plug sponsors or videos, it's all things I believe in, and it's all things that fund this operation. Fueling the tanks on our weapon system to go out and expose the globalists some more. But the most important thing is keep spreading the word about the broadcast. It's working. It's working. That's why all my films are online for free. You can buy them on DVD in high quality if you want, but they're all there. Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame. Get the links. Get them out to people. Don't know how to find them? Search it. Now, I want to go to calls, but going back to Max Kaiser. Max, the seismic shift, and I'm going to put it on screen here for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. London Telegraph, last Thursday. Portugal raids pension funds to meet deficit targets, admits that it's private pension funds. They can always argue, oh, government pension funds is welfare. Not if you've been paying into it. They're already raiding those. But the government's taken it and shaved, depending on which fund it was, 10 to 20 or even more percentage off. And they say the government now holds your fund in trust and gave it to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and some of the other European banks. But obviously, I was going to ask you, where is it going? The fact that they don't care that the public's now learning that bank accounts, brokerage accounts, 401ks, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, these indexes, nothing's there. There's hundreds of times derivatives fraud to what real assets are. As you and other economists we've had on have all basically admitted on the same spectrum. 100 times, 200 times, people debate it. The point is, they've signed us onto their fraud. The military's standing by to wage war with us. And the question is, will they stand down? And so what comes next? I guess they just destroy confidence. They don't care. They take it all over and the military stands by. I mean, is that what's going to happen, Max Kaiser?
Look, they just rack up huge debts, speculating. And then when it comes time to pay the debt, they raid a pension account or they raid your commodities account or they'll steal your mutual fund or your bank account. So there's nobody trying to stop them from racking up these debts. In Europe, the economy and the banking system is collapsing, but the speculators are still racking up more debts. If you notice, the Bank of International Settlements came out with a report just a couple of weeks ago that indicated that the total amount of derivatives in the global banking system has reached a new all-time high of $720 trillion. Remember, after the crisis of 2008, that number decreased by $50 or $60 trillion for temporarily. But now, since nobody did anything to make any laws or to put anybody in jail, and in fact, all the speculators thought that they were being rewarded for doing such a great job endangering the global economy, they have increased the total number of debts to $700 trillion. So any time that they need to pay any interest, again, it's very small because interest rates are near zero, but they still have interest on $700 trillion. It's still, even if it's 0.001%, it still is a meaningful amount on that amount. So they will raid your pension account. They'll steal from your brokerage account. And, you know, Jamie Dimon over there at J.P. Morgan, that bank alone has $90 trillion in derivatives on their books. That's bigger than the total GDP of the entire world. The entire global GDP is, let's call it, $60 trillion. J.P. Morgan has derivatives on their books for $90 trillion. And they say, well, it's not risk, really, because it's perfectly hedged. All the counterparties are completely safe. And yet, look what just happened with MF Global. There's no counterparty accountability there. Look what happened during 2008. There were no counterparties accountability there. It's gross risk. It's not net risk. That's $90 trillion in risk. They're not hedged at all. And how can you hedge, $700 trillion in bets?
But here's the question. Here's the question. As the firemen, the police, the bureaucrats lose their future, will they, the police, still not care that they've been robbed just because they can still crack somebody on the head? I mean, that's really what's valuable. Or is there any end from your research to how bad this is going to get? Because certainly they have a escape route, and that's more power, world government, total tyranny in their own words. But, I mean, they've got a problem, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said last year to the Council on Foreign Relations in Canada, their branch. He said, look, the world is awake and staring at the elite, not at our puppets anymore. We're in deep trouble. So even their own technocrats are warning them that they're not going to get away with this. Even if they start World War III, that isn't going to make people circle the wagons around the little bankers.
Well, what they count on is the response you see in almost all incidents of rape. Rape victims tend to blame themselves. And this is what the elites count on. They know that if they steal all your money, you're going to blame yourself. I know, working on Wall Street myself, that was the attitude. When I call up a customer and I tell them, hey, I just lost all of your money, typically the customer will blame themselves. And this is what people count on. I know when I was working on Wall Street, this is what we found. We try to find customers that were gambleaholics. We try to find emotionally weak customers that will blame themselves for the money you steal from them. And this is what they do, but on a much bigger scale. So a pension account that's worth a few hundred million, if they steal 2 or 3 million or 4 billion, the pension manager will feel bad about themselves and they'll put their tail between their legs and they'll scurry home to wherever they're living, a little hovel, and they'll cry to themselves to sleep all night. But that's what you count on, because nobody's going to.
Oh, I know. I've seen when the government takes people's children for no reason, they'll still somehow blame themselves. And I see this psychology all the time. I mean, it really is the Stockholm syndrome.
Well, the thing is, you learn on Wall Street. When I was on Wall Street, what I was told was a couple of things. First of all, it doesn't matter if you break the law, because we have lawyers, And second of all, unless you have at least one case pending against you from a disgruntled customer, you're not showing enough initiative. I mean, that's the law of the Wall Street. And the way you're paid on Wall Street is not on the money you make for customers, but on the churn factor. How much of the customer's money did you turn into the firm's money? And you do that by excessive trading. And typically, brokers will churn customers and they'll turn it over and turn off. 10 or 20% of the customer's account will be.
And the most criminal rise to the top, and they think the police state's going to protect them from the crimes they've committed. Well, let's go to your phone calls. If you just joined us, the head of the CME group, this is big, big news. Terrence Duffy has gone public and said that he was told, and he told the Justice Department this in meetings with MF Global top brass, that they were ordered by Corzine to steal the private bank accounts. This is bank robbery digital. And you're seeing a giant attempt by MF Global and by J.P. Morgan, reportedly, who got most of the money, to just have it in plain view and see if you'll buy it. And the Justice Department and the rest of these terrorists who ship guns to Mexico and cocaine into the country and get caught, they don't get in trouble either, just to see if they can get away with this. And I want to go to calls here, Max, but that point you raised about the gold, we'll have to cover that after we get to some calls, because That's destroying the commodities market in gold and silver. But the last time they did that 6 months ago or 5 months ago, it only came back up after. So we'll get your view on the future of that here. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to George in Connecticut. You're on the air with Max Keiser. Thanks for holding.
I have a question for Max, but I also have some hope for you. I'll give you the hope quick. I was listening to a very left-wing New York station, and it was an Occupy Wall Street, and they're talking about Ron Paul, and they're lots of people are giving upbeat things, so that there's the hope that there may be a joining at some point. The question for Max, though, is that I'm wondering, every time they drive down gold and silver on the GLD and SLV, is that maybe we can use that as an opportunity to buy the real stuff, say, look, they're pushing it down, switch from GLD and SLV, buy the real stuff, it makes less in the market, and also then we secure a lower price at the same time for that product. What do you think, Max?
Yeah, that's what's happening. That's what people are doing. They're getting out of the paper gold, which includes GLD and SLV, and they're buying the physical gold and silver. And that's what's happening. And the demand for gold and silver is still extraordinarily high all around the world. So, yeah, they're shifting out of the paper. They're moving into the physical. And at some point, the physical will start to be traded at quotes. They'll be priced in a completely separate from the paper. So you'll have two markets. You'll have the physical market will be trading at one price. And then they'll have the paper market trading at a completely
separate. And so are you looking for a boomerang? Because it'll go down for a while as the paper market collapses, which is happening because no one trusts MF Global. And I guess that's why the head of it, the head of the CME group is having to come out and cry uncle, because they do see it literally across commodities markets are going down because of loss of confidence. Then I guess as everybody then rushes into physical, could that push it then up a lot?
Well, yeah, also it's also strong hands. These are physical cash buyers. So you're the world is moving in a very stealthy fashion to a gold standard. You know, gold vending machines are now all over the world. People own gold, and we're becoming a gold-oriented society. So the central banks trying to avoid that from happening by increasing margin accounts, by screwing around with GLD, they're bringing in a stealth gold standard anyway. So they're hoisted by their own petard. You know, they don't understand that this is not stopping people from buying gold and silver. And my target of 5,000 on gold is the same as it was 7 years ago, 8 years ago. I haven't changed that target as my interim target.
Sure, we've seen them drive it down many times, and it's just the same game. George, thank you for the call. Good points. Good question. Let's go ahead and talk to Chuck in Virginia. You're on the air, Chuck.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Max. My question is, using Max's analogy earlier, with J.P. Morgan putting a gun to Corzine's head, when America leaves China hanging with the $2 trillion in debt, do you think China will put a gun to America's head by virtue of like a Chinese Red Dawn?
I think that you already have incredible influence in American policy from China, certainly in the monetary policy and in the financial policies. China's got incredible influence. And going forward, we see China lining themselves up with Iran and Russia more than the United States. So that block of countries, Iran, China, Russia, are consolidating their relationships and doing lots of deals with together. And so the U.S., of course, is sticking with Britain and Israel. I mean, that's going to be the loser going forward against China, Russia, Iran. I mean, think about it. They've got all the oil and gas. They've got all the gold and silver. They've got all the money. So who are you going to make a bet? China, Russia, Iran, or America and Israel? I take the
America and Israel and England run by the most larcenous con men, undoubtedly, the world has ever seen. William K. Black agrees, others, the greatest fraud ever. And they're waging war against our own countries, from Israel to the U.S., are all occupied by basically military dictatorships with a little fake government out front. And you're right, Russia and China and others were heavily invested, especially China. They wanted to be part of the New World Order. They were offered, and now they've been sold derivatives and crud, so their president is threatening war with the U.S. now in Reuters, but it's not even on the nightly news. I mean, that shows you how crazy the world's gotten, and that even the Communist Party of China is now freaked out about who's running the U.S., because these bankers are so sure of themselves, are so hubris drunk, that who knows what they'll do.
Well, I'm in that camp. And they've got the resources. They're in Africa securing resources in the case of China, where the U.S. is blowing money on weapons to try to secure energy resources. It's a completely inefficient way to do that. And the next world war is not going to be fought with tanks and rockets. It's a currency war. And it's going to be fought with derivatives. And countries with actual resources behind these derivatives are going to do better than the U.S., which is just in the U.K. and Israel. They're just printing debt. So it's going to be debt versus real resources, and I think real resources are going to prevail.
And by the way, that's why, and I told people this for a decade or more, from the manuals, the drills, I've documented it, but now they're admitting they are lining up the U.S. military after farmers and ranchers. That's who they train to take on, and that's who they're now using Predator drones on. I mean, why are they so scared of farmers and ranchers, Max?
Well, I guess because they're afraid of anybody who's independent in any way. Farmers and ranchers are independent because they have an independent source of income, and they're not reliant on the government to that extent. So that's obviously a threat to the central planners in Washington.
Wow, we're going to come back. I'm going to keep till 5 after. We're going to let you go, and for a whole hour into the next, we're going to have a very interesting guest in studio with us. Max Keiser is our guest. We're going to break, but just briefly, Max, when do you expect gold to go back up?
Well, you know, that's the timing on gold and silver is something that people should stop trying to time it. And I've always said the best way is to give yourself a dollar cost averaging. So every month you go in with the same amount of money. So here this month when it's being attacked, you go in with that same amount of money, and you're going to end up buying more.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay there, Max.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame.
Gunter Spence is going to be joining us coming up at 8 after. He was a colonel in the East German military and was part of the stand down that basically led to the fall of the Berlin Wall. He's going to be in studio with us. I appreciate him traveling from where he lives in Texas to Austin. That's coming up. We've got two segments left with Max Kaiser, this short one, and one more short one to go to phone calls here. And let's go ahead and go to Info in Maryland. You're on the air, Info.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
I kind of agree with Max Kaiser about the whole MF Global thing with Cordyne. The fact that he was able, the fact that he had to lie because, you know, his family might be in danger and they have a gun to his head and stuff like that. I mean, what could you absolutely do?
I appreciate your call. We have to expose these criminals. It's a moral issue, and this is an educational thing. It shows us that our government is criminal and out of control and illegitimate, and that we need to fix it. Max Kaiser, your comment.
It's a replay of Enron. Remember Enron? They famously, we learned about the special purpose entity accounts, over 700 off-balance sheet accounts that they use to fund their fraud. Now we're learning about hypothecation and rehypothecation. It's essentially the same game. After Enron, I think their chairman blew his head off. He blew, you know, killed himself, I believe. Somebody else went to jail. The stock went to zero. $80 billion got wiped out. In the case of J.P. Morgan, I think we're going to see the same thing. Chairman could blow his head off. Stock goes to zero. Someone's going to go to jail. It's a replay.
But much bigger.
It's a $160 billion company. Enron was $80 billion. So on a pure stock play, it's twice as big. But it's systemically glued into the system.
But yeah, but that's a side issue because it's the derivatives. The Ponzi scheme has infected everything. And so we're basically talking about the bullet that shot a hole in us instead of talking about the bullet hole.
Well, J.P. Morgan, of course, their debts are not held on their balance sheet. Their debts are held by the Fed. So if Jamie Dimon and J.P. Morgan blows up, so does the Fed. Now, a lot of people will cheer that. Of course, even Ron Paul will cheer that. He'll say that's probably the greatest thing that could happen is for J.P. Morgan and the Fed to simply blow themselves up, which would be a nice end to a 100-year run as a vicious financial crook in this country.
We're going to go to break and come back with three or four more calls and then let Max Kaiser go and bring in our next guest who's going to be in studio. But here's a headline. Ron Paul outlines his campaign secret weapon on the radio show with us yesterday. Steve Watson has an article on that. He's now in a dead tie with Newt Gingrich. And as people learn how dirty Gingrich is, he is falling like a rock. Now, your view on Newt Gingrich.
I'm in Europe. I've been here for 10 years now. I've lived in France for 14 years. I don't follow regional, local, little American elections that closely. I mean, Ron Paul's a great guy. I hope he does well. But other than that, it's a too small a country.
Yeah, the point is that look at who the Republicans put forward. I mean, this is a top globalist minion. This is a Mr. Selling Influence, Mr. Crooked. He moves like a weather vane, depending on how the wind blows. And that's who Ron Paul, the statesman, has to fight with. I mean, it should be a no-brainer, Max.
Yeah, well, you're talking about voters in a country where there are very few brains. So, I mean, they constantly vote for the deadbeats and charlatans. So, hopefully they'll maybe choose somebody that's capable this time, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
Well, one thing's for sure, Ron Paul can't fix everything, but he's a major signal worldwide, as he said yesterday, that we're going in the right direction again, or that we're trying to turn the ship around. But my goodness, if we get any of the other candidates, Obama, Romney, Gingrich, heaven help us. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCN Live.